What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. So whether you're locked in on the free Odyssey app, whether you're tuned in on your local affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158, or you could be listening on a smart speaker, thank you. Appreciate you very much. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down live in New York City. If you want to talk to us, it's simple. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we heard from Andy Reid. He was at the White House today. The whole Kansas City Chiefs organization, they were at the White House today because they're Super Bowl champs. And Andy Reid, to the shock of nobody, he was very thrilled and happy with the food. He put a lot of emphasis on the food options at the White House. Also, this evening, all my hockey fans out there, if you're not a hockey fan, you should at least know what's going on. The Golden Knights, they beat down the Florida Panthers tonight 7-2. Goal after goal after goal after goal after goal after goal after goal. And that's what every single one of the goals sounded like. 7-2, they win. And so now the Golden Knights have a 2-0 series lead in the Stanley Cup Finals. So it looks like they are in control to go out here and win it. And I guess the Florida Panthers are finally coming back to reality. And then prior to the break, we also had a conversation. One of our callers, he wanted to just crap on Mike Malone out of all people. Well, you know, Mike Malone didn't seem too happy after the Denver Nuggets lost on Sunday. He basically said our team was toothless, that we sucked at the end of the game. And now we just got to wait to see what happens game three in Miami on Wednesday. A matter of fact, Mike Malone wasn't happy after the loss on Sunday. Just take a listen.
Now let's talk about effort. I mean, this is the NBA Finals, and we're talking about effort. That's a huge concern of mine. You know, and you guys probably thought I was just making up some storyline after game one when I said we didn't play well. We didn't play well. And tonight, you know, that the starting lineup to start the game is 10-2 Miami. Start the third quarter, they scored 11 points in 2 minutes and 10 seconds. And we just got, you know, we had guys out there that were just, whether feeling sorry for themselves for not making shots or thinking they can just turn it on or off. This is not the preseason. This is not the regular season. It's not round. This is the NBA Finals. And that to me is really, really perplexing, disappointing.
All he has to do is tell Jokic to threaten his teammates. That's it. I think if Jokic threatens his teammates, everybody else will show up. Not that difficult. Anyway, Mike Malone, he's an upset head coach, right? He's mad. He's angry. Guys aren't playing with heart, no effort. They let the Miami Heat get back into this game and win it, just like they did the other one, even though they didn't win that game. And so Mike Malone is miserable. I'm sure he yelled at all his guys today, or maybe tomorrow, as they head on down, or already in Miami, I should say. And then we'll see what happens. Let's actually hear from a happy head coach. Why is he happy? Because he just won a championship And you would think they took him to Sizzler. You would think that he went to Steakhouse. It's Andy Reid. He went to the White House, and he was very happy about the food. Listen to this.
I'll tell you what, we're fired up to be here as a football team. President Biden, your staff, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for inviting us to the White House. I mean, everybody good? We're really fired up. We are really fired. Inviting us to the White House for this celebration of a championship. From the tour that we had, to the history here, to the great food, man. You can't forget the great food. To the great food.
He gonna remember that food. I need to see what was on the menu. Because the way this man was talking about the food options, I mean, it's Andy Reid. I think he'd get excited about a hot dog, you know. But, hey, I'm sure they had the bestest hot dog in America. What do I know? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, we got a lot of callers on the line. We've talked about the Heat earlier on in the show. We talked about the Stanley Cup playoffs. I even told you how bad, historically bad, the Oakland Athletics have been. As we continue on with the show, I want to talk to you about Leonard Floyd going to the Bills. This report that Kyrie wants LeBron in Dallas. What? And then the NFL has another player out here just placing a bet. And it looks like he might have placed the bet on his own damn team. And so we got a lot to do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Nova Scotia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Before I start, I just wanted to mention, in my province, Nova Scotia, as you mentioned, we've had a rough couple weeks with wildfires. So I just wanted to give a shout out to all the firefighters and first responders all around the world that go out every day, bust their ass, don't ask for credit, and most importantly, don't complain. I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Well, thank you. Go ahead.
Isaiah Rodgers, this is getting into Pete Rose territory. When you start betting on your own team, now I'm not saying he should get a lifetime ban, but I'm going to be very interested to see – not the only one, what Roger Goodell is going to do here. Because, like I will say, this is P. Rose territory. Once your own team gets involved, obviously betting against them would be worse. I heard some people commenting on that earlier. But in terms of the integrity of the game, and I had nothing against gambling, but you start betting on your own team, it can't be a slap on the wrist. It can't be a Calvin Ridley one-year suspension. It's got to be a lot more than that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to reference Calvin Ridley being gone a whole year. He was away from the team at the time, and we know he was traded to the Jags, and he'll actually play his first season there with them. I can imagine he's going to get a year. And so as of right now, to give people some proper perspective, Isaiah Rodgers is a cornerback, plays defense, and a kick returner for the Indianapolis Colts. The NFL is currently investigating to the extent that he gambled. And so both he being Isaiah Rodgers, and his team, the Colts, have basically said, yeah, we know this is going on. To another degree, Isaiah Rodgers has put out a statement on Twitter. He says, I know I've made mistakes, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to repair the situation. The last thing I ever wanted to do was be a distraction to the Colts organization, my coaches, and my teammates. I've let people down that I care about. I made an error in judgment, and I'm going to work hard to make sure that those mistakes are rectified through this process. It's an honor to play in the NFL, and I have never taken that lightly. I am very sorry for all of this. Now, this is what he is being investigated for. 100 bets being placed on an account with about, $25 to $50 bets, including Colts games. Now, they are saying that this sportsbook account was opened under the name of a buddy of his, an associate, and that there were 100 bets in this. It's not a lot of money, $25 to $50. And they're saying one bet was in a low four-figure sum.
JR, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Sure, no, please go ahead.
I don't think the dollar amounts, like the wager amounts, really matter at this point. I also
I would
like,
agree.
I'm going to sound cynical right now because I generally am. Right. But I mean, like, you know, it's easy to put a statement out like that, which I'm sure is, you know, he didn't. I'm not going to say he didn't write it, man. I don't know the guy. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's easy to put out a statement like that when you get caught.
Yeah, well, that's what happens, man. Who runs
right.
around admitting guilt? Nobody.
You know, but I mean, well, look, you know, look what happened to Pete Rose, right? I mean, Giamatti always said that, I don't know if it's true, but he always said that he wouldn't have given Pete Rose a lifetime ban if he had to just cop to it initially. I don't know if that's true. But anyway, I think it's, I think Goodell's going to be bad for Rodgers. It's going to be really bad.
It's not like he's some superstar player. Not that it would matter. But he's going to be gone, and I would assume he's going to be gone for a year. Hey, Mark, thank you for calling from Nova Scotia, man. You be safe up there, okay?
Appreciate you, JR. Thank you.
No doubt. Thank you, Mark, for calling from Nova Scotia. Yeah, you can't be out here gambling. The NFL, we went through this situation just a month ago, give or take? We got Jameson Williams and he just came back from an injury, didn't play a lot last year, just came back, and now he's out six games because of gambling? And it's not like he gambled on the Lions. He was betting reportedly on college football games from the team's facility, and he said he didn't even know that he wasn't supposed to do that. Well, when you're at the facility, when you're on the team plane, when you're on the bus, don't place a bet. Don't gamble. And one thing you should definitely not gamble on is NFL games. Like, stay clear the hell away from that. Hey, bet on LeBron James or just stick to basketball or something like that. Don't bet on anything adjacent or even close to you. And we're just getting started, folks. We are just getting started. Wait until it's a superstar. Wait until it gets to a Pete Rose name category again. It's going to happen. I don't know what sport, I don't know what league. We are going to have a player and or players who are influenced by outside entities, maybe dirty. Somebody's going to get got. It's inevitable. There's always somebody, a couple of people looking to get ahead, and somebody will get got. It's really that simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Robert is calling from Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. If Isaiah Rodgers did something like bet against his own team or even, I think, bet the under on his offense, not only would he be banned for life, even if he wasn't, I don't think he'd be welcomed back in the locker room after doing that. And then earlier you guys were talking about some of your favorite callers. Two callers I haven't heard from recently are Alan from Toronto.
Oh, no.
And then...
Alan calls all the time. What are you talking about? Where have you been?
I must just miss him. But and then there was another guy from Alabama. I think his name was like Dave or something. He would always call and say like really disturbing things. Like for example, he'd say something like, "The Nuggets are going to gut the Heat. And they're going to pull their guts out." And like a maniacal laugh. And I haven't heard from him in a while either.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's a couple of things. Alan is. Alan calls all the time. I'm sure Alan is listening right now, and I'm sure throughout the course of tonight, there's a very good chance that we'll hear from Alan. Alan, if you're listening, just try to call up now. And then I'm also certain that Dave from Alabama is tuned in as well, unless he is happened to be in the restroom or something. And I think Dave called last week, and I didn't get a chance to pull him on the air. And, yeah, Dave from Alabama is pretty hilarious sometimes. He's not talking about taking people's intestines and making them into jump ropes. 855-212-4CBS. Peter calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Peter?
Hey, JR. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the NBA Finals because I think that the Heat are actually about to win the whole thing. And when you look on paper, the team, the Heat have no business. They had no business winning that last game. But the difference is on the bench. It's the coaches. Eric Spoelstra, you know, you could argue that he's actually one of, if not the best coach in the NBA. Obviously, you got the coach down in San Antonio, Pop. But when you look at what he's able to do with his cast of characters, because that's what he has. He doesn't really have any stars. You can make the case that Jimmy Butler's a star, but he is the lowest tier star you could ever think of. He's playing with a million-year-old Kevin Love, having him in the rotation, having him get buckets. How many undrafted guys does he have on that team that are making contributions to that basketball game? There's really no reason that the two-time MVP, back-to-back MVP, should be losing any games in this NBA Finals. I mean, he didn't lose any games to LeBron James' team, who somehow made it all the way to the Western Conference Finals. So I think the Heat are going to run away with this thing.
Wow. Run away? You think the Heat are going to run away?
Okay.
Because of the coach?
I think we'll go six games.
Okay. I don't think so. I still got the Denver Nuggets winning the championship, man. But I don't know if Eric Spoelstra is making the huge difference. It's not like he's going to go out there and play and turn into Jordan, you know?
He has NBA guys playing zone defense, which he has to be one of the only coaches in the league doing it well, you know? I played basketball growing up, and, you know, obviously we play a lot of zone defense when you're young, but what he's doing with NBA guys, I mean, what happened to Jamal Murray? I'm a big Jamal Murray guy, but he didn't show up as strong this last game as he did in the first game.
Yeah, it happens.
It's Eric Spoelstra and his defensive mind, what he's able to do with so many undrafted players. I mean, who the hell is Gabe Vincent? He's making him into a superstar. Like he has a new superstar every game for that team.
Yes,
I'm telling you.
The Heat have one of the most stable. You mentioned Greg Popovich and the Spurs. The Heat have one of the most stable organizations. They're no nonsense. You appreciate what they do. Now, I will give them and Spoelstra and Pat Riley, I'll give them all the credit in the world for the development of their players and their talent. But when it comes to the series in particular, I think part of what – I think you're omitting what the Nuggets do, what they have done, and the talent that they have. I mean, yeah, Jamal Murray had a bad game. I wouldn't be shocked if Jamal Murray came back the next game and said, here's 30 points. And then so what do we say then, that Eric Spoelstra is not as good of a coach? So everybody is going to have their ups and they're going to have their downs. Denver won the first game. I mean, did they take their foot off the gas at the end of the game? Yes, they did. They were still able to hold on and win. On Sunday, that did not occur. Miami came back. They scored 36 points. And Denver lost despite having a lead. And so if Denver held that lead, I mean, would you be saying this right now if they were up 2-0? Probably not. So I would just – I tread real carefully and just look at the big picture as opposed to kind of going game by game. I think Denver's in a good spot. You're well within your right and can certainly justify your reasons for Miami winning, but I think we got to look at it in a big – Okay, Kane is – hey, Shep, what was he, at a party? I want to go hang out with them.
I don't know what that was. Not the kind of party you and I should be attending, JR. That's for sure.
I heard they were having fun, it sounded like.
That's one way to put it. It sounded a little aggressive and violent for my liking.
It sounded violent?
Yeah,
I thought it was laughing. I heard laughing.
I heard a fight breaking out.
You heard a fight?
Yeah. I mean, I dumped it. I'm not taking any chances with that.
Oh. Well,
no.
We don't want evidence, right? Is that what?
Well, I mean, there were some words that were said that I heard.
Really?
Very faintly. Very faintly. But there were some words that were said that I don't think are appropriate for the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Oh,
I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
You did?
I dumped it, yes.
Oh. I thought they were having a good time.
They were having a good time. The way they elocuted their way of having a good time was a little bit inappropriate, but they were having a good time.
I'm here for inappropriate.
I know, but we are abided by the FCC. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Good point.
Thank you, sir.
Can I say – am I allowed to say something bad about the FCC? I can, right?
Well, okay, so if you're being honest – first of all, I know you're not because you're too classy.
I can say whatever I want.
Of course. Now, I'm going to dump it for your sake, looking after you, but you can say it. The people on the lines right now, the lines are full. The people on the lines, they'll hear it. You, I, and the callers are the only ones that will actually hear it, though.
If I say something bad about the FCC, they can't do nothing to me. What are they going to do to me? That government regulation, I mean, they're not doing
nothing
to me.
Don't tempt fate, JR. Please.
Next time I go to D.C., I'm going to stand outside.
You got to go to the White House first.
You're right, I do. I can't believe I'm not. Have you been in there before?
No. It's only for a select few.
No, that's not true. It's the people's house.
According to who?
Isn't that what they call it?
Well, people need to get better writers if it's the people's house.
It's the people's house. Do they even do tours anymore?
I don't know. It's too much security. It would be too much of a security risk. They're not doing tours of the White House.
Do you see how high they built that wall outside the White House?
It's getting higher by the day.
Yeah, I mean they had that. I mean a couple people went over. You cannot. There's no way in hell you go over this wall now. This thing is like I don't even know how many feet tall. Like 20 feet tall. I think a child got through the bars, which you can do, but. Yeah, no, they ain't. It's the people's house. They I don't know. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. This is the people's show. I do. I talk to everybody. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. Hey, we talked about Isaiah Rodgers. Looks like he's going to be in some major trouble here for betting on the Indianapolis Colts while playing for the Indianapolis Colts. I want to tell you about Leonard Floyd. He is going to the Bills. Jaren Jackson has an update on Ja Morant. There's some good news here from Michael Vick and then also Randy Moss. I will explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, man. We love you down here in Texas, okay, JR?
Hey, how you doing, man? I love your show. Love the topic.
Thank you. I'll be listening again in the future. This is a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, congratulations to the Buffalo Bills. They got a couple of news items today. First of all, they're really moving forward with this new stadium that they're building. I feel like we just got the renderings a couple of months ago, and now they already got some shovels in the ground. The Buffalo Bills are going to be moving into their new $1.5 billion stadium in 2026, but they have already started to break ground on the new facility, and that's nuts, man. Sure, time flies, it don't take long, but they're gonna put that sucker up in 3 years. Damn, that's going to be, you're going to blink in a different world. Maybe Buffalo would have got one of these World Cup games, but that's pretty cool. Shout outs to the Buffalo Bills. I know there's a lot of conversations about whether or not the stadium should have been a dome. Buffalo is a special place. I mean, the atmosphere, the elements, they don't need no stinking dome. Let them play outside in the snow. And I got a good buddy of mine. What's up, Clee? You know, he tells me up and down, oh, Buffalo will never win anything. They play outside. Human beings are not made to play outside in that weather. And I'm just like, man, Clee, relax, man. Not that serious. Speaking of something that would actually help the Buffalo Bills win, this is some news that is going to take place on the field. Leonard Floyd is a Buffalo Bill. It's been reported that he's signing with them on a one-year deal. We know he played for the Rams the past few seasons. I remember him starting off with the Chicago Bears. And year to year to year, you can basically count on Leonard Floyd to go out there and give you about 10 sacks a season. And so we know that the Buffalo Bills, they do not have Von Miller available right now. We don't know when he's going to play coming off of that ACL. He's hoping to be available for the first game against the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers on Monday night, September 11th. But the Buffalo Bills, I don't want to say that they have insurance in case Von Miller takes a while to get back. They got another bookend. They really do. And Leonard and Von did play against or did play together at one point out in L.A. And also, they're continuing to build up that defensive line by signing Ed Oliver to a four-year, $68 million extension. We heard about that over the weekend. So the Buffalo Bills not resting on their laurels. And we know that the AFC East, between the Buffalo Bills and then you have the New York Jets, the New England Patriots, they should be good. God knows if they're going to lean on the, well, what side of good? Are they going to be good enough to go back to the playoffs? Or are they just going to be okay? And then you have Miami, that they will be good if Tua Tagovailoa, if his head isn't bouncing off of the field like a basketball. And so the AFC East should be ridiculously competitive, and Leonard Floyd is now there to help torture a lot of the quarterbacks. Look out, Aaron Rodgers. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ralph is calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Good morning, JR. How you doing?
I'm absolutely terrible, Ralph. How are you?
No, you're doing fine today, JR. You're doing a good show like that, and you're doing great tonight.
Well, thank you.
But anyway, I wanted to say something really quick. I wanted to bring my quick point in regarding to the hockey that you were speaking. I feel like nobody understands hockey. That's why the majority of Americans don't watch. Because if you look at hockey, football is played like in every level when it comes to youth, everywhere in the United States. And when it comes to hockey, you're basically going to have to go to a cold city in order for you to find hockey to play. Like, let's say in Miami, I'm a black person, and people find it weird that sometimes I'll be sitting down watching hockey. And I realize not everybody understands how the scoring is played and how everything is played, how everything is contributed to the hockey game. Do you find it to be?
I mean, you made a few points. You're saying most people don't understand the rules. Are you feeling that people aren't watching because they don't understand the rules, or they're not exposed? Like, which one is it?
I feel like they're not watching because I feel like it's a combination of both. They're not exposed to it where they have. Because I say, if you look at it, hockey, basketball, and football, they are playing in the youth level to where, like, even kids from basically growing up play hockey is not the same way. It's just like you have to live in a cold city to basically, and for your youth kids to play for it. And that's why I feel like hockey, nobody watch hockey. And my second point, really quick, I think this, could I ask a quick question? When it comes to betting, those football players are not able to bet at all, or can they bet only, or are they not only able to bet on the NFL? Because I feel like if they can bet, like, why don't they bet in the NBA?
So there's a few things. No, stay away from the NFL. Even that extends past the players and goes into the front office and staff, etc. And don't bet at the facility. Don't bet while you're at work. They can bet on the NBA or baseball or whatever they want to. Just stay away from the NFL. It should be pretty simple and easy. But I guess it's going to take quite a few people being punished before somebody, gets the memo.
You've been saying that for the longest, and to be honest, where it just happened, it's like to say you've been saying for weeks and weeks somebody is going to end up betting, and just to realize it just happened like this.
Well, and Isaiah Rodgers ain't the biggest of names. He's a sixth-round pick. Wait until a big name ends up getting caught, and it's going to happen eventually. It's just a matter of when. Hey, Ralph, thank you for calling from Miami, man.
Thank you for taking my call. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Certainly, I will. I like Ralph. He's like, hey, JR, how you doing? I'm like, terrible. He's like, no, you're not. You're doing great. Like, why are you going to ask me and then tell me how I'm doing?
He always asks you.
Well, he's so polite.
Yes, very much so.
Very polite guy. Very nice guy. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Eric is calling from Houston. What's up, everybody in the loop? What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, JR? How you doing?
I'm excellent.
Man, you sound excellent, man. If everybody could sound as bad as you or feel as bad as you and sound as good as you, man, I think we'd be a lot better.
Oh, that's good. I feel like crap tonight, so that's good. Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to talk about the NBA Finals for a couple of minutes, if you don't mind.
I don't know about a couple of minutes. Give me a good minute.
All righty. I was listening to the last segment, and you said how you felt that the Nuggets, you know, should be feeling good. I think the Heat should be feeling good. Because if you look at it, if they get their role players to play the same way they did in game two and game one, then we might actually be looking at a 2-0 series.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what I said. The Nuggets should be feeling good. I don't know if I said that. If I did, that certainly wasn't the context. And I've spoken about it in more detail, where I've certainly said the Heat need to be feeling good. I've also said I still like the Nuggets in this series. You heard it from the Mike Malone, the Nuggets head coach. He said it himself. We have fallen apart at the end of both games. And so here the series is now tied 1-1. There was a very real possibility going into the fourth quarter on Sunday night that it would be a 2-0 series. And Denver allowed Miami to score 36 points. You got Strus and Duncan Robinson, who went off. And so, yeah, Miami ain't going to roll over. They ain't going anywhere. And I think that's to be expected. But I still think that the talent overall is more consistent with the Nuggets. And we'll see what happens.
Right, and I will absolutely give you that. I'm not one of these Heat homers that thinks, oh, you know, the Heat are more talented. But I think they're a more connected team. And I think going now back to South Beach, I think you can expect the role players to play even better,
yeah.
And then you've got Hero coming back. So, you know,
yeah,
I think it's going to be a great series. I think it's going at least 6 or 7 games, JR.
Yeah, well, I'd say 6. I'm giving Miami 2 games max. Let's see if they can push it more. Hey, Eric, thank you for calling from Houston, man. You a Miami fan in Houston?
I just moved to Houston, JR. I'm a truck driver, and, man, I listen to you all night, man. I love you and the young lady that's tapped to you, man. You guys make my night, man.
Well, thank you, Eric, for calling from Houston. Appreciate you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side, and then I'm going to give you some good news for Michael Vick. And also Randy Moss.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, y'all, what's going on, big bro? Truck driver, man. I've been listening to you for a few months now. Respect what you do. Like it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. So the Kansas City Chiefs, we played this for you earlier on in the show. They were honored at the White House coming off of their Super Bowl victory. Well, we have some other folks who are going to be honored likely later on this year. We learned about the latest, not the inductees. Let me back up just a little bit. We learned about the ballot, guys who have made the ballot for induction into the College Football Hall of Fame. That is going to take place later on this year in December. Soon, in a couple of months, or sooner than that, really, real soon, we should find out who's actually going to go in. And these are some of the names. You might know them. Marvin Harrison, Larry Fitzgerald, Randy Moss, and Michael Vick. And for Michael Vick, this is obviously a very big deal, knowing that his circumstances from the dogfighting and the bounce back and the comeback, this is going to be a great honor for Michael Vick to have that chance to go in and just be be represented or just be there in and of himself. You know, Michael Vick, he has his own podcast, The Victory Life, and he was actually talking to his cousin about just everything that he's experienced and everything that he's gone through and just being humbled. And so he's going to have another reason to be appreciative, because we know that Michael Vick, he's here on the ballot. He is going to go into the College Football Hall of Fame. A matter of fact, take a listen. Here's Michael Vick talking about how he's come back and just his thought process. Listen to this.
Makes me feel good, because you know, I looked up to a lot of guys growing up, especially guys in our area like Bruce Smith and Sean Springs and you know, Lawrence Taylor, even though they was all different positions. Like, I felt like they made it. They accomplished a lifelong dream. And I think any guy who says they didn't dream of playing in the National Football League, maybe a selected few, and made it, they just got lucky, and you know, they just doing it because, you know, it's a selected few of people. But the guys who really dreamt that dream and made it, you know, those are guys that you idolize. And now I know that it's a lot of kids that, you know, want to play in the National Football League. You know, they want to play, you know, college football. You know, even if it doesn't lead to the NFL, at least they graduate with a degree. And, you know, it's a great goal to set. It's a great, you know, it's a great avenue to take. It's you're able to show your appreciation, you know, for the sport and for the game. And what you do in doing that is you give back. Like, you give as much as you can into the game of football. You put as much as you can into the game of football.
Yeah, so actually, the announcement for this class, like who will go in, it's going to be made in early 2024. So we got to wait. I know time flies, man. We already in June. It's crazy. The ceremony is going to take place next year, next December. So that is more than a year away. That's a year and a half. And we're going to find out who actually gets inducted early next year, early 2024. And I told you Randy Moss is a part of that conversation as well on that ballot. And I remember when Randy Moss, a few years ago, he went into the Pro Football Hall of Fame out in Canton. And he was very, very emotional about it, so much so he almost broke down on ESPN. Take a listen to this.
I mean, when you play the position, and he's the guy that we're aiming for.
Yeah.
And so it just felt good just to play a 14-year career and just to hear from Jerry Rice. It really was. So I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all gotta forgive me.
No, don't apologize for that.
It's just been a long journey, man.
Yeah. And,
you know, I just want to give a shout out to everybody back in West Virginia, man. Back in my country hometown, around West Virginia, man. Y'all see how emotional I am. It's been a long road. It's been a long journey, man. It's been a lot of bumpy roads, man. But I wouldn't not change it for anything, man. First ballot Hall of Famer. Other than serving the man upstairs and loving my family, man, this is the best that they can ever give me, man. First ballot, man. I don't know what else
you
I can say.
You did it.
Yeah, that was back in 2018. I don't know if he's going to have the same amount of tears to go into the College Football Hall of Fame, but Randy Moss, they're showing his emotions on his sleeve. Let's see what happens in 2024. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got JJ calling from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, JJ?
Hey, what's up, JR? I love listening to you when I'm doing my rideshare driving late at night. So,
cool, man. The people tipping good? They giving you good tips?
You know what? I get a lot of people that say, I'll tip on the app, and then they never tip. So, unfortunately, that happens a lot. But, hey, you know what? I still love doing it. I love driving. So, if I'm making money, it's a bonus for me. So,
hey, listen,
you know.
I hear that. What's on your mind, man? What's up?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm super excited. I know it's June, but I'm excited about the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're actually in first place by themselves today. They're 500, and being a lifelong Pittsburgh Pirate fan, this is like an oasis in a desert. So it's really quite an exciting time. I just wondered if if it's starting to hit your radar to where, you know, there's rumblings about how, hey, the Pirates are really competitive this year.
No, not yet. I'm aware. Okay. I'm aware, but no. I'm not going to really pay attention until we probably get to, and this is even nuts to think about, the All-Star game is going to be about a month away. Think about that. Doesn't that sound crazy? Like, the MLB All-Star game is going to be next month.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, how the hell did we get it? It's going to be July. Like, how did we get here? And so that's a whole nother point. But no, man, I don't think I've seen a Pittsburgh Pirates game yet this season that I've really locked into outside of passing by. And so by the time we get to July and get past the NBA Finals and start moving into training camp, I'm gonna pay more attention. But I've seen enough and watched enough baseball in my life to know that what a team does in April, May, and June sometimes has no bearing on what's going to take place in September and in August and ultimately October. So let's see if Pittsburgh can keep things rolling. I know they're on a little bit of a streak right now, but I also know that before this streak that they started off hot and then they hit a lull and now they're hot again. So let's see if they can ride a wave, man.
Absolutely, and I'm excited about Andrew McCutchen's three hits away from 2,000. So that's a great milestone, and he's a great guy, so he deserves it for sure.
I'm happy that he's back in Pittsburgh. I hope that he's able to end his career there. I personally love Pittsburgh as a city. I love to eat. I love to drink. Maybe that's one of the reasons. And everybody that I've encountered in Pittsburgh has always been great to me. Hey, I appreciate you, JJ. You be safe out there.
Thanks.
All right. All the best. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. I am going to watch some Pittsburgh Pirates baseball in another couple of months. And then I need to tell you about Kyrie Irving. What happened this time? It's been reported that Kyrie wants LeBron James, not in Los Angeles, but in Dallas. What are we in, a fantasy world right now? What are we doing? I'm going to get to your calls immediately. Talk about this. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.